Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Lamott. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bullet Joe Bush. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bullet Joe Bush. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Ruether. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dutch Ruether. And now, play ball. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruether fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McNeely moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNeely tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson takes first base on ball four. McManus moves to second. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus scores. Jacobson moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Senators, 1. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. Jacobson moves to third. Dixon moves to second. Two outs. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacobson scores. There goes Dixon trying to get to home. Goslin throws the ball into Severide, who tags Dixon, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 2-1, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Peckinpah reaches second base with a double. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamotte can't make a play. That's a base hit. Peckinpah scores. It's Browns, 2, Senators, 2. Dutch Ruether is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruether hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Severide moves to third. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruether fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Lamotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamotte is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamotte hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson, who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Senators. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-1 in the game. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bludge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bludge. The throw from Dixon and he is out, McManus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. McManus reaches second base with a double. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jacobson hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dixon takes first base on ball 4. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Peckinpah takes first base on ball 4. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Ruether is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruether is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ruether hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Ruether moves to second. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Harris reaches second base with a double. Ruether scores. McNeely goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Senators. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rice hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruether fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamott hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ernie Wingard now pitching. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-2 in the game. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Williams reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McManus hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 5-3, Senators. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamotte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Ruether is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruether is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ruether hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Wingard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Evans pinch hits for Gene Robertson. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard bunts towards the mound. Ruether fields it and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Lamotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamotte is 0-for-3 in the game. Lamotte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's 5-4, Senators. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 4. The Senators will come to bat. Wally Gerber now playing shortstop. Bobby Lamotte now playing third base. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lamotte fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lamott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McManus strikes out. Severide drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McManus out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 4. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-3 in the game. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bludge takes first base on ball 4. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bludge. The throw from Dixon and he is out, McManus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herschel Bennett pinch hits for Ernie Wingard. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruether fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-4 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Bennett moves to second. Firpo Marbury now pitching. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lamott hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-4 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.